Like the brains, everyone's attention.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
Sounds like you're in business.
Out of there. What's up? I mean,
coming
to my world.
Like the brain,
this time. Glad to be here.
Stop. All right. Well, it is very, very awesome to have you here today. Thank you for bearing with me with the technical difficulties. I know that was a lot, but we made it through.
We made it through. How about that?
We made it through. Glory, glory. It is definitely
right. Look at God.
Always good to keep it going. So I definitely appreciate you, first of all, for taking your time to be on the show today. And welcome to Foxtrot. I'm glad to have you. And I'm going to go into the brief introduction that I have here. And AJ Crimson Beauty was founded by celebrity makeup artist and entrepreneur AJ Crimson. He has over 15 years of experience in the beauty industry as a makeup artist, lifestyle expert. AJ turned entrepreneur and launched AJ Crimson Beauty in 2013 and established a reputation as a beauty expert. AJ made products for celebrities, including Fergie, Hillary Duff, Brandy, Raven Simone, just to name a congrats on the, and that opened in California in 2016. So, thank you, AJ, for being here again.
Hey, good times. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
No problem. I wanted to ask you a little bit about how you got started in the beauty industry.
How did I get started? So I'm going to try to give you the short version. Started in radio, moved into artist development. Through artist development, was introduced to styling. Then that introduced me to just the whole world of like hair, makeup, and wardrobe, and didn't like what a makeup artist was doing, thought I could do it better myself, went and got a job at MAC, and just really just started training and freelancing, and that just took me into a job with 8 Mile, working in costumes, and from there, $500 and a bus ticket later, I ended up in L.A., and that was the first half of my life.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to say, I mean, I really appreciate you being so transparent about, you know, things that, you know, that it's not always a sunny day. Like, I mean, that's something that everybody, you know, needs to know, that everything is just not perfect. And that transparency, it's really inspiring to see that, you know, you can have those rough patches, but you just keep on going and keep on fighting for what you want. So that's something that I definitely appreciate being able to see. And I think a lot of other people, I mean, you know, you just get out and really talk to people and see what they really want. And that's something that your brand exemplifies and definitely something that's appreciated for me.
Oh, for sure.
I wanted to.
Absolutely.
Definitely created an amazing brand, like, you know, just everything that you do, the education. And I wanted to talk about some of the things that you're doing with the brunches and what you were posting about on your Instagram today. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, for sure. So Beauty for Brunch is this amazing 6-city tour that we're doing. So I'm doing 2 events simultaneously. So the first day, which is usually on Saturdays, 6 different cities, Beauty for Brunch, this business of beauty. And we're tackling everything from marketing yourself, branding yourself, creating product lines, all the ins and outs of that as much as we can, obviously, within, you know, our 3 to 4 hour time period. It's a huge meet and greet opportunity for you to not only meet individuals from the business that are strong in what they do, and also network with other artists that are in the community as well, artists that you may not necessarily have known unless you have come to the event. The other cool thing about it, after getting all of that knowledge and all of that information, is you're automatically inducted into the Crimson Elite. And the Crimson Elite is our awesome membership program where, you know, you just are going to be able to access information and events and things that the general public would not be able to. So whether that's a meetup greet in the city near you, or, you know, a special dinner that we do for our, you know, I won't say, I was going to say like high rollers, basically all of our, you know, yeah, the high rollers at AJ Crimson, of AJ Crimson Beauty, the people that that really, you know, go hard for the brand and, you know, they've really invested in it. That is, so it's just some really cool activations with that. And I mean, if that wasn't enough, you get to walk away with the foundation and lip products. So, you know, definitely a lot of bang for your buck with that.
Wow.
And that's Beauty for Brunch.
Get the foundation and the lip product? Wow. Okay.
You
so
get the
I'm
foundation, you get the lip product, you get the information. I mean, the information is what it's really about. You know what I mean? I think,
right.
you
yeah,
know,
I
that
mean,
is where,
definitely
yeah.
where it's at. I mean, we all have room to learn. I'm sure you're still learning from mentors and, you know, getting out here and building a brand. You know, it's just something that's continuous. I mean, I totally get it. And I definitely,
yep.
I'm in North Carolina, so Charlotte, I want to be there and kind of see what's going on. And definitely I want the foundation and lipstick, too. So
right.
It's all about the makeup, you know, and the education that you're offering as well. And being able to get in a surrounding to meet people that are kind of like doing what, you know, you want to do. And definitely brand building. Tell us about some of the key points that you hit about building a brand, and most people want to know what does it really take to, you know, to make those steps to opening a business or starting a brand. So can you just give out like a few pointers without giving it all away?
I don't even know if I can, because I'm a give it all away kind of guy. No, so, but what I will say is that, you know, no, because seriously, like once you open that. You know, can of worms, like it just, you know, you end up telling everything. But I think that, you know, you get all of that, you know. What'd you
it
say?
It is hard.
Yeah,
it
it's hard.
Hard.
Like, how do you say? Like,
say
it's like, oh,
know.
Like, what's the bullet point? The bullet point is we're going to talk about the branding. The bullet point is we're going to talk about the branding. But I think it's always, you know, but I think it is definitely, it's touching on things that you've forgotten. And then a lot of it is touching on things that you, well, I guess most of it is a lot of things that you just probably didn't know, but a lot of it is things that you've probably forgotten and things that you probably naturally do that I'm hoping that people naturally do. You just didn't know how to implement it. So most of it, you know, some of it comes from just my general experience of being in the business for up to 15 years now. Things that I did just starting out that still work today. And you know, and because of social media, people think that that's the only way to go. And there's 5 to 7 steps just before you even get to the social media. So we'll touch on all of those things. And also with my panelists, that's what's really great. So in each city, there's a different group of panelists. In LA, which we had just this past weekend, I had Dana McRoy. She's McElroy. Sorry, she is a product developer. She actually is helping to develop 5 of our new products, and she gave such great information on product development standpoint. She also gave great insight just from starting your own business. There's so many things that people think when it comes to putting a product out. You know, there's a lot of avenues to doing it, but you know, when you're formulating from scratch, there's just that much more that you need to know. You know, it's more than just slapping your name on a product and putting it out and saying, hey, like, this is me. You know, what does the packaging look like? What is your brand story? Like, what are you, you know, mm-hmm. who are you trying to reach? All of those things. And I think a lot of times people just jump into business and they don't necessarily know who they want to talk to. And like, well, I'm talking to everybody. And the reality is you can't really talk to everybody. You have to find a, if you're trying to talk to everybody, you're trying to please everybody, then you'll never win, you know, because you're never going to be able to solve everyone's problem. So it's really just kind of drilling down on, you know, a direction, you know, and that's what we talk about. You know, those are the people that I have in the room from their experiences helping to mentor you to success.
Right, right. That's amazing, and I mean that's really
thank you
a great point because I mean you're right. You can kind of be all over the place, but having a target audience and sticking to that, and it's kind of like even with makeup. You know, sometimes you see artists that want to do every. You know, you're starting out, you want to do everything, but you know, like you for instance, perfecting skin. That's something that I see you do a lot, and that you're known for. Your foundation has amazing coverage,
yeah,
so
thanks.
It shows that you're true to that area. You know, so
yeah.
That was just like a really good point in getting into it, you know. So you're just not all over the place. So how do you stay organized with all of these different things going on? The place opening, you have the Auxiliary opening, you're a makeup artist, you're going to hair shows, brunches. Like, how do you keep a balance in between all of that?
I don't know. Maybe that's why I had my breakdown yesterday. No, I'm just kidding.
You had your back, though.
Either.
You know, I was so rude.
No, I thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, no, it was good.
But,
you know
what,
it just takes a good system. Yeah, you know, I mean, like all of it is. Yeah, yesterday was just really great because it did. Like you're right. Like it was like when people ask, like, oh, like how do you deal with your own stress or like your frustration? It really was for me just. Reaching out to hear the goodness of everybody else. Like, what did everybody else, what was great in somebody else's day? And I think that a lot of those stories really just kind of allowed me to laugh. It allowed me to like feel like, oh, like, you know, connected to something that, you know, that I wanted to have happen in my day. You know what I mean? So it worked out. I love stories like that. Inspire other people because it inspired me too.
It really was good just to see that you turned it into something that wasn't about you. It really showed humility. You took it away from you. Like, I'm having a bad day, but what's going on with you? You know, and you really got out and connected with people, and it made us love you even more, you know, because
aww.
A lot of people don't take the time to, you know, really say, hey, it's not about me all the time. I'm doing all of these great things, and I'm not sure if you kind of understanding what I'm saying. You know, we look up to you. So for you to kind of take it away from you and you're doing all of these great things and make it about everybody else was really just spectacular. So,
Oh, thanks. And I didn't even think about that when it happened. Yeah, I just needed to hear something that was great. I needed to see somebody else's sunshine. You know what I mean?
Right, right, right. I definitely understand
yeah.
that. And it's just energy. You know, you can feel the energy of people out here who are kind of sincerely doing their thing. It's motivating to see that. And I think that social media has just really highlighted that, you know, it's talented people in so many areas, you know, doing different things, makeup, building brands, just entrepreneurship is a beautiful thing. So what
yeah.
are some of the key things that you've learned as being an entrepreneur? Like, what are some things that have really been detrimental into your career in entrepreneurship?
Well, you always have to just kind of believe in your moment, like especially when nobody else knows it or does it or can, and try to find a way to stay positive every step of the way.
Right.
I think that really just because doubt can always set in, like it always tries to find a way into the door. So, you know, the more you can keep that out, then the stronger I think you can be. Everything is like, it's hard. You know what I mean? It is hard. Like it's not an easy thing. It looks really easy, but it's not that easy. You know, and it can be easy, I guess. It's only as hard as you make it maybe, but you know, sometimes just, every day is just not going to be a great day. It's just not as
yeah,
much as you want
I mean,
it to be and as much as I want it to be. Like, I'm a very positive person. Like, I don't, you know, I don't wallow in, like, sorrow. I don't, you know, I don't have pity parties. Like, I just really just try to find solutions to the things that don't move me.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to do it with a smile most of the time. So... And I always feel like there's a way out. There's always a way around something. There's always a way out. So it's just like, okay, like, you know, we just have to find it, you know? So that is, so I think that people just kind of have to have that. Like, it's easy to get discouraged and, you know, with the ups and downs, but you know, you just have to move past that.
Right, right. I was just kind of thinking about that same thing last week, and I was kind of saying, you know, we social media, you can kind of put up the pictures and, you know, make things look so nice, but people don't really get to see the hard work, you know, that goes into behind the scenes. You know, sometimes you're tired. Sometimes, you know, you just don't feel like doing that, or, you know, I mean, like today, the show didn't start right on time. You know, they don't get to see, you know, those moments. You know, you might just snap a selfie afterwards in the moment, and they see that, you know, that one
image. Right. So, but then the funny thing is, like, sometimes it's, I grapple with that because it's like, well, you know, should you see that? Should people see that? And in some parts, I think, like, yeah, like, maybe you do need to just see that it's just not that it's not all great, you know, because people are crying. Like, people are, like, shedding tears, like, when things don't happen. And, you know, and it's okay that that happens. Like, I've done that. And it's just like, man, like, nothing is good. Like, today is just not right. Like, I don't understand why it's not right. And, you know, and sometimes I think you do want to kind of get out there and, you know, just share it with somebody. I think you want to share it with somebody, and I think that social media has kind of opened this gateway to share it with everybody. And
yeah,
you know,
it's
you
like
have to, I guess you just.
It's like you're gonna know. You're gonna.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, like all 80,000 of you are gonna know that I'm having a bad day. You know what I mean? Like, just because there's not one, you can't just tell it to one person. Or like, there's not like a one person there to tell it to. So it's just like, well, forget it. Like, I'm just telling everybody now. You know what I mean? So.
That's really funny. You got like 80,000, and then by the time they repost, then it's, you know, you got
right.
another 80,000 pops on top of that. So,
yep.
I wanted to talk about a little bit in getting into doing deeper talk makeup. A lot of artists are afraid to kind of go there. And I think you've kind of built a foundation that's really good for deeper complexed women. So what are some mm-hmm. pointers that you can give somebody kind of struggling in that area, where to start off, or what should they do to not be so, you know, afraid to go there?
Well, the first thing they should do is get an AJ Crimson artist kit, because that has all of the shades that you need to tackle every skin tone, especially the deeper skin tone. And it's really
mm-hmm.
foolproof. Like, you foolproof. You can't, like, you really can't go wrong. Like you can't make a mistake. That's the thing. Like, you, I think when you use this product, it'd be very hard for you to make a mistake, you know, like, you can't fix. So that's the first step. I think it starts with the product that you're using. It starts with, you know, it starts with the tools. Like, if you don't have the right tools in your toolbox, then, you know, you're never going to be able to, you know, fix it. It's like trying to fix a tire with a crowbar. It won't work, right? So,
right, exactly.
You know, if you don't have the right foundations in your kit, then you can't really expect the outcome that you're looking for. If you don't have the right brushes in your kit, then, you know, you'll never be able to, you know, get the same result that you're looking for. You know, you can get there, but it'll be a lot harder. So that's one tip. And then also, too, just experimenting. I think a lot of times, like, you walk into a job or walk into something and you're afraid to wash it off. Like, the reality is that it's makeup and it was made to come off. And if you make a mistake, it's okay. Like, just start it over. You know, I think if you when you make a big deal out of the mistake, then, you know, that's when the client is going to make a big deal out of the mistake. So, you know, you have to keep your cool throughout the exploration of getting it done. And then also, too, like, practice makes perfect. Like, if you don't practice on that skin tone, how would you ever know how to perfect it? If you don't practice the job, like, how would you ever expect to be good? You know, you can't just think you're going to go to one masterclass or think you're going to watch, you know, YouTube all day and then automatically just know everything there is to know if you don't apply it. And if you're only applying it on yourself, then how do you know how that technique will work on someone else? Because what looks really great on you may not look really great on the next girl. So, you know, practice makes perfect, and experimenting and exploration is key.
Right. But just really kind of getting in there and getting hands on and not being afraid to, to mess up, right? I mean,
yeah, like, I mean, you're going to, the yeah. thing is, you're going to mess up like that. Like, just know that at some point you're going to mess up, like, period. Like, it's not a question about it. Like, we all mess up. Like, I've messed up before, but you can fix it as well. Like, you're the solutionist. So, you know, you have to come up with the solution to the problem, like whether it's covering, you know, dark circles or whether it's, you know, creating flawless skin. You got to think, and it's not always one way to do it. You know, it's not that one way you saw, you know, artist X do it, and it's not just that one way you saw so-and-so do it on YouTube. How do you do it? How do you combine those things that you learned and turn it into what you do?
Make it your own, yeah.
Yeah.
So, what about the app? I saw that you have launched the app. Congratulations on that.
Mm-hmm.
That's really a huge
Thank
thing,
you.
Kind of bringing it all together with the brand. Like, that's, you know, great to have. Like, you can come get your makeup, the classes. What else is on the app?
So on the map, you can shop. I mean, it's definitely just like an easier way to shop for sure. You'll also get amazing like text push notifications to your phone. So when we do deals of the day or, you know, we need to get like some type of correspondence out to you really fast, like you'll always be in the know. A lot of times like people are like, oh, I didn't hear about the sale, or I heard about it late, or, you know, there's always like 101 things of reasons why you didn't get the communication. So this is like a direct link to your hip, you know what I mean? Like, we are right there in your hand, we're right there in your purse, we're right there in your handbag or your pocket. So you can order and pay. And the cool thing about it is that you can basically put all of your information in. It's secure and safe because it's your own portal, kind of like if you were signed up to iTunes. And if you see something on the app and you just want it, you just press and pay. It automatically is done because all of your information is already saved in it. The cool thing about the app that I love more than anything is that we're doing live classes. So I have live online classes that go up. The one that's going up this Thursday is that we're doing is Perfecting Skin. It's actually a redo from last week, and they're only $20. And I think that's what's really exciting. You're getting a full-on like makeup class course that you can follow along with, you can watch later for $20. You know, most of my art lab classes is $375. So, you know, it's a huge steal, and you get to kind of watch it from wherever you are as long as you're watching it through the app.
Wow. So does it save after, you know, once you purchase it, and if you just so happen something comes up, you can't watch it, can you save it for later or come back? And
You will be able to log back in and watch it at least one more time.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's cool. So if you watch, and you get a month to do it, so.
Wow, I'm want to get on that class on Thursday. That's really awesome.
Right. And then I have some with my celebrity clients coming up, which are going to be really cool. I think people will be really excited about those. Those will be a little bit more, but for introductory class, this one is $20.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be exciting. So you'll just kind of bring different people on and show different techniques that you use on them.
Exactly. So, for instance, we won't even give a girl's name, but, you know, one of my clients that I work with, they'll come in to the atelier and we will do her makeup from scratch the way that we do it on the red carpet or we do it for a photo shoot. And, you know, you really just kind of get to see how it's done from start to finish on one of these girls.
Wow, and for $20, that's definitely like.
Well, that one might not be $20, but
that's not going to be.
That one won't be $20, but you know, it's still it'll be in the pocket. I mean, and the thing is that you know, it is whatever the cost of that is, it's still not. It's still such an affordable price to see something like that. I mean, can you imagine like getting to see how Latoya Luckett gets her makeup done from start to finish? You know what I mean?
I mean,
like that's
kind
of priceless.
Yeah, that's epic. Like being able to
yeah,
watch
like,
it and go back
right.
and start to finish.
People are paying like $1,500 to go see Kim Kardashian get her makeup done from start to finish. You know what I mean? So literally, like, whatever, you know, it's not $20, but if it were, you know, at whatever price point it will be, it won't be $1,500.
Right. You know? It'll be reasonable. So, you say you're not going to bust it.
Right. Right.
But that's going to be.
I'm going to make it accessible. You know, I'm all about that. I'm all about accessibility. I think as long as people are supporting the program and supporting the initiative and they're making, and I'm making it easy enough and they're supporting it, then I'll continue to do things like that, you know, because there's a lot of artists out here that are, they're obviously they're sharing their craft with you and, you know, and their craft is worth, like all of us, like what we're sharing is worth a lot of money, you know what I mean? And, you know, you can pay $2,000 for this. I mean, a lot of girls are going, they're spending $6,000, $7,000, $10,000 to go to makeup schools and coming out, and they still don't know anything, you know. So if someone is asking you for $300 for a class, or $20 for an online class, or, you know, whatever the price point is, I think that that's a small price to pay for such amazing information that you'll actually be able to take out into the world and really apply, you know, because it literally, like, you should be paying way more. Nine times out of ten, you should be paying almost 10 times more for the information that you're actually receiving, especially when you're working with an artist that is in industry, that has been in industry and working as successful within the industry. It's not just like somebody that taught themselves from videos and now they're teaching you, you know?
Right. That's definitely something that, I mean, anybody coming in, I mean, anybody would love to do that. It's something that everybody in the industry who's just starting out or trying to get to those places, you know, they, of course, in their mind were somewhere click in. This is what I probably should be doing, is experiencing these things and seeing what I need to do to prepare myself to be in a situation like that, because it is all about preparation when you're doing anything, having the business. You know, sometimes you think you need to be there or you want to be there, but you have to prepare for those moments in order to be able to receive, you know, what's going on around you, because some people can pay for all of those classes, all this school, but it's about what they take away from that moment, you know?
Right. And then also, too, I think it's just, it's not about just working. It's not about just learning from people that are popular on social media, you know? And that's what that's what you see a lot of people doing. They're buying into a hype. And they've gotten, and it happens a lot in my class, like when girls come to my classes, they're like, oh, look, I went to so-and-so's class, and, you know, and I learned so much more here, and, you know, and I paid double for this other person's classes, because, you know what, and you bought the hype, you know, you bought the hype, mm-hmm. Like, I don't think that, you know, and then you walked away, and you felt disappointed, you know, and that's unfortunate, you know, and then it makes someone like myself feel like, well, you know, maybe I should just double the price because I'm actually giving you something that you're going to be able to walk away with and really apply in life. And if you've paid that amount of money for someone who gave you nothing, then what am I doing? You know what I mean? But again, at the same
time. Yeah, you're like, what am I really doing? Am I doing this, you know, to really?
Yeah, it's like, am I doing a disservice to myself? What'd you say?
I said, obviously, somewhere in there, I think you truly have a love, you know, for education. So,
yeah, I do. And I think that's what it really kind of comes down to. Like, I remember when I was first starting, there wasn't all these classes out for you to take. And you really just had to kind of know somebody and get to know somebody and, you know, watch and keep your eyes open. And it was a lot of trial and error and until you were able to assist and, you know, learn that way. So, you know, I think that now, you know, it is important for me to at least try to help as many people as I can get where they want to go. Like, I've always kind of been like that. So, so it's not really so much about the money a lot of times. It's just more or less, you know, but I want everybody to be in a fair mindset. Like, you can't, people just expect so much for free now. You know, everybody wants something mm-hmm. for free. They want, I just want to shadow you. Like, no, you can't just shadow me. Like, I don't need you to shadow me. You know, you want to shadow me. So, you know, are you going to pay for that time to shadow me? Because the information that you're soaking up is only going to, you're the only one to gain from it at this point. Because I can wash my own brushes. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need you to wash my
brushes.
I don't need you. I don't need you to watch me. I don't need you to look and learn my technique. You know what I mean? If that's the case.
I totally understand. Yeah.
You know, but at the same time, like, I want people to learn. I want people to know. I think, you know, I want to be accessible. So.
Right. I mean, I think that's just a good way to view it, period, because, I mean, we're investing in AJ and what AJ's building, and I think that we should do that. You know, I encourage people to get the app, to take the classes, to invest in what you've built, you know, and I think that it's important that, you know, you 15 years experience, and I mean, you really have done so much. So I think it's important to, you know, get your worth, you know, for people to invest in your classes, and so you can educate more and offer these type of things. So we want to encourage you by investing in you to kind of give back, you know. So I think that, like you said, a lot of people kind of want things for free, but you know, I guess the mindset for me will be, no, we should be investing in this person that's doing such amazing things, that's giving knowledge, and knowledge is something that's just infinite. You can do so much with it, grow with it. It's just all up to you. So
that's the thing, too, because while you're and I do, I agree with you. I think it is, one, I think we need to be investing in each other. You know, that's really what happens. It's not that you're just investing in me, we're investing in each other, because yes, like, so one, I'm putting out a product that actually works for you, and it's with you in mind, most people of color that are, I'm assuming, are listening. So that's the first conversation here. You know, people of color aren't the extension with my line. They aren't like, let's make a few colors for you. It was really designed to cater to that girl who's always been underserviced, or that person that's always been underserviced, you know, because of their skin tone, which I think is kind of crazy, right? And then the information that you're getting it from a seasoned artist that has worked with everybody. And I started before social media was around, and I'm still here after social media has entered into our world. So, you know, there's a lot to gain from that. And I think also, too, it's so in that moment of you investing in me, I'm investing in you, because that time that I'm giving you, that time, whatever the price that you're paying for it, there's no dollar amount you could really put on the information that's in my mind. And, any nugget of information. Yeah, there's no dollar amount on that you can put on. You can't say, I can't give you, like, it's worth $1 million. Like, I can accept $1 million, but you can't say that my information is only worth $1 million, because the information that I give to you or give to another person, it's what you take it back. It's what you take and you do with it. Because if I give you a nugget of information and you go make $2 million on it, is my information now worth $2 million? If that information yields you $10 million, my information is now worth $10 million. So it's what is gonna, what it's worth is priceless. It's how you apply it. So,
How you taking and using it and make it work for you?
Yeah, and make it work for you.
Make it work for yourself. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
With it, I'm definitely. That's kind of like why I'm here today. It's just I wanted to have a platform. I wanted people to have education. Like, you know, I've been in the industry doing things too, and you kind of get to that point where you just want people to have knowledge and be able to grow from, you know, your experiences, things that you learn, you know, during the process. So I really wanted to have this place for professionals to come and kind of, you know, be able to drop these jewels like you're doing to give people a mindset to kind of go out there and do it, you know, invest in themselves, to be able to take the plunge and just kind of have a positive arena to kind of support artists too. So that's something that's important about the show and important to me.
That's awesome.
To be able to have an outlet. Yeah, besides social media, you know, you kind of just get tired of social media and you want to take it away from there and just have a real serious moment and say, come on, let's take an hour and just kind of bring it in. You understand what I'm saying? And not.
Yeah, for sure. And it's only so much you can do on social media. You know what I mean? Like, you know, obviously, like, it's, you know, we can, I can keep talking and talking and click, like, recording and recording and recording, and you go through and click through all these little 15-second excerpts of what I have to say, as opposed to having, like, a genuine conversation like we're doing now. You know, I think it's just, we just have to do more supporting of each other. We have to, of our programs and of our, you know, conversations that are edifying people, as opposed to, you know, we're giving our money to everybody else. You know, like, we'll take the word of somebody else, and we'll take it from somebody of our own, you know, and I think that's, you know, that's still prevalent, and it's unfortunate. However, I do believe that, I feel like people are changing. I think people are realizing that we need the necessity to support, you know, things within our own community, you know, that for us by us moment. Like, I think that I see it happening everywhere, and I'm for everybody, you know, obviously I'm not just like, oh, just, you know, for one group of people, I'm for everybody. But at the same time, I know that my nephews are young Black boys, you know what I mean? That are coming up, mm-hmm. and they need to have role models. And I know that I see my sisters and I, you know, my little nieces and, you know, and other people that I know, little girls that are coming up. And I even had to tell one of my cousins one time, you know, she had some photographs on Instagram, or not Instagram, but Facebook. And I was like, hey, like, you know what? You're pretty. You're so pretty. Like, I think that you're better than that. You're better than the photograph you just posted, you know? And she was pissed off at me for a long time. But even when I saw her in person, you know, after that, her mom was like, oh, like, she was so mad at you. I said, well, mad for what? Because I told you that you were, because I complimented you and told you that you were better than what you were portraying.
Right.
Like, you could be mad at me all you want, but I'd rather try to help you into a moment of success as opposed to keep you in a moment that people only expect.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. I mean, still definitely appreciate it. I mean, that's definitely something that you can't kind of get caught up in here, and having somebody who can tell you about what's really going on out here with social media, because it's just like an open alleyway. I didn't really have it growing up. You know, I mean, as an adult, and I'm not even comfortable with my own kids being on social media as teenagers. You know, it's just too much. Sometimes it's too much for me. I'm like, oh my God, I need to back up. Like, I need to back up for 20 seconds here and catch a little breath. But it's about 10 minutes in, and I wanted to touch on the bomb movement really quickly and why we should keep it going. Can you just kind of, I appreciated your voice during the bomb movement and kind of just really being true to who you are. And that was just so, so wonderful, because some people do shy away from it, but you really had a strong voice, and it was something that was just great to see. So
thanks. You know, I mean, I love seeing when it happened, when it started happening, and I was like, oh, what is this bomb? I was like, oh, Black-owned makeup brand. And, you know, the funny thing is, so part of it is I want people to, they have to do their research, you know, because mm-hmm. there are quite a few people that were on those lists, and they're not Black-owned businesses. You know, they're just, they're businesses that have Black faces representing them. And, you know, that's not a Black-owned makeup brand. You know what I mean? Like, it has to. Has been more than that. So, you know, I think that's one thing.
I saw that yesterday. Some people just don't know. You know, they don't really research.
Yeah, people don't know. I saw something on a national publication, and it was from a blogger, a popular blogger that had put something on a national platform, and they had listed, like, all of their favorite Black-owned makeup brands. And it was And it was one of those things where I wanted to just tap them on the shoulder and say, hey, like, you know what? I appreciate what you're doing, but at the same time, you're misinforming people, because that's not a black-owned makeup brand. That's not a black-owned makeup brand. And, you know, and as a black-owned makeup brand, like, I want, if we're going to recognize, I don't want to get lost in the shuffle because you're highlighting, glorifying somebody that shouldn't even have even been on the list in the first place. Because again, like, my business was not made, it wasn't created in a marketing boardroom. It was created based on a fill a need, see a need, see a need, fill a need mentality. Like, me working with my black client and understanding that, you know, her skin is important too, and me spending thousands of dollars every year. Like, I wasn't the guy who called all the makeup brands and, you know, asked them to give me stuff or expected people to just give it to me because I was working with all these girls. Like, I went and bought it. Like, I spent my money to buy it, and, you know, and I wanted to make sure that people are, that my clients were serviced. So in creating this brand and developing this brand, with colors and shades and formulations that actually will work with her skin tone, like, that, there's a lot of work that goes into that. So I'm proud of that, and I didn't shy away from it, because I could have easily just been like, oh, like, I just want to be for, you know, I'm not really a black-owned brand, or this is not a black makeup line, and, you know, it's and I could have easily put, like, white girls or other girls, but I consciously made the decision to start my brand off and use deeper skin models. Like, I thought that was important because that girl never sees herself. She never gets to see herself huge on billboards and on signage and at trade shows. It's always everyone else. So for me, BOM was important. It is important in anything, not just makeup, but in hair and all those things, because why do the Chinese have a lock on your hair? You know what I mean? The hair that you buy. Like, why aren't you buying your hair from, you know, a black owner or a black vendor? Why are there why are there very few black beauty stores or like beauty supply stores? You know, like, you can't.
Right.
The Korean market has locked black people out of that. They've locked you out of an industry that you use the most. You know, so there's nobody for you to patron. You know what I mean? So that is unfortunate. So it's just so many different things. So BOM is important. It's important on so many levels, because black people have to get back to owning their business and owning their dollars and circulating their dollars through their communities. When you look at other communities that are working together and they support each other and they do things with their community, that money comes back, and there's no reason why black people as a whole and black women in particular are the largest consumers and spenders of beauty products. So why aren't there more beauty brands that are making noise and doing it on a national level? Which takes me to the next point of BOM. If you're going to be a black-owned beauty brand, there needs to be a certain type of quality that you need to bring to the brand. You know, A, let's stop nickel and diming ourselves and being in such a rush to get something out and say that we have something out and not put the quality behind it, because that doesn't do anybody any good. It doesn't do anybody any justice, because if you want to find yourself in Essence magazine, or you want to find yourself in Elle or Harper's or whatever magazine or publication you deem to be important or highbrow enough for you, your product has to match that.
Right.
So for me, like, I want my product to sit next
to it.
Yeah, like, I knew that when I created the Agent Crimson Artist Kit, I was like, this has got to sit on my table just as strong, or sit on the table of an artist that has Tom Ford or Chanel next to it, you know, or that's what they're pulling out of their kit. My product has to be able to sit next to that. So, you know,
you visualize what you wanted to create and where you saw yourself being, and, you know, really put a visual on it. And I think that's kind of sending back to what you said earlier about, you know, kind of giving that guidance in your education and your classes. and really seeing what you want to do. I mean, a lot of us just, I mean, that's, we don't really visualize it to that point, you know, to where you're really saying.
And that's unfortunate. And that, and that's the part that goes back to branding. Like, you have to visualize it. You can't just say, oh, yeah, you know, okay, oh, yeah, I got a lipstick line. That's the only thing that we put out. Every time I go to, like, Bronner Brother, I go to some other trade show. There's
it's
like
always
a booth,
lipstick,
there's
right?
Like, it's five booths with lipstick. Like, what else do we have? Where's the blush? Where's the eyeshadow? Where's the eyebrow pencils? Where are all these things? Where's the bronzer? Like, you know what I mean? There's so many other products that you can put out other than another lipstick. Do black girls need another lipstick? You know what I mean? Like, do we need another lipstick line?
I don't know how many more matte lipsticks. I just don't know how many more you can make. Like, I mean, what about,
right.
Like you said, I really want to see some good skincare, to be honest. Like, some.
Exactly,
some
right.
Skincare,
I was just
looking
at
you know, like,
skincare.
I mean, yeah, like, get into skincare. I love to see some skincare. I mean, tools. I mean, it's not a lot of black-owned companies that offer, you know, specific brushes or belts for an artist, you know, things like that. It's about 3 minutes into closing right now, so I want to say I just have so much even more respect than I did before. I mean, you're just an amazing person doing so many great things, and I definitely appreciate you taking the time and bearing with me at the beginning of the show and kind of hanging
for
in
sure.
there and seeing it through. It really was a great conversation, and I'll be uploading everything to iTunes and it'll be on the site for anybody who wants. To take a listen back and write down anything that we discussed today. And I always like to end, before I'm going to let you end off too, but I like to end on a positive note. And I took a quote that you posted on your page from Martin Luther King, and it said, if you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. So that was kind of the positive note that I kind of wanted to leave here. I love it, too. It's just such an inspiration. It really helps you, like you said, to stay positive, and that's what it's all about. It's keeping a positive attitude and being able to see the good in the situation, even though sometimes it seems like it's not a good situation. But it's about a minute and 45 seconds left, so can you just tell us where we can find you on social media, anything you just
for
like
sure.
To-
so definitely Yep, so definitely check me out at AJ Crimson. It's AJCRIMSON, Crimson like the color, on all platforms, whether it's my app, and it's the app with the red icon when you download it on iOS or Android. You also can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I'm mostly on Instagram. And that's pretty much it. Come to the AJ Crimson Beauty Atelier in Los Angeles, 729 North La Brea, Tuesday through Saturday. And I guess I'll see you on the tour. Follow all the links. Look at the links in my Instagram bio for Art Lab and for Beauty for Brunch, this business of beauty.
All right, AJ. Thank you so much again. It was great chatting with you.
Thank you. You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
I will. Bye-bye. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in today and bearing with us through the technical difficulties. And actually, we'll have another show coming on tomorrow with reality star Ashley Pickens from Black Ink Crew Chicago. So hopefully we'll be up and running on time tomorrow. But thank you so much, and I'll see you next week.
Why pay hundreds more in taxes and fees on your wireless bill? Introducing T-Mobile One, now with taxes and fees included. Get four lines for $40 each per month with AutoPay. Switch your family of four to T-Mobile and get a $600 prepaid card. It's kind of like a refund on the taxes and fees you paid to those other guys last year. Don't wait. Visit a T-Mobile store.
Top 3% of data users greater than 28 gigabytes per month may notice reduced speeds. Sales tax and regulatory fees included. Via prepaid MasterCard card. See store for details.
Why pay hundreds more in taxes and fees on your wireless bill? Introducing T-Mobile One, now with taxes and fees included. Get four lines for $40 each per month with AutoPay. Switch your family of four to T-Mobile and get a $600 prepaid card. It's kind of like a refund on the taxes and fees you paid to those other guys last year. Don't wait. Visit a T-Mobile store.
Top 3% of data users greater than 28 gigabytes per month may notice reduced speeds. Sales tax and regulatory fees included. Via prepaid MasterCard card. See store for details.